Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banterbox Radio. You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 95 for this January the 3rd, 2017. That's right. The new year, the new rear, the new tier.
Yep.
It's for Fear's album.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't wait. So we're back again this week to do the same thing we do every week. And before we tell you what it is, I should tell you that my name's Thomas Towson and his name is Dan Knight. Hi, Dan Knight.
Hi. Hi there.
Now, do you want to do the honors of telling them what we do and why we're here on this planet?
Why we're here? We're here to, you know, provide. We tell people about the news that happened in the past week or so.
No, I don't think so.
Well, that news may or may not be of the weird variety, bizarre.
No, this is a sketch comedy show.
I am completely unprepared then for this show.
Yeah.
Sketch. Did this just happen when we switched
over?
It
changed today, yeah.
We did
beginning
the new
of the
year.
New year, new show, new year.
New format,
everything.
New everything.
Everything's new.
And okay.
Same old name, new trick.
I don't like it. Can we go back to the old one? The old?
All right, you've convinced
me. It's not working.
Yeah. You've convinced me. Let's go back to the old format.
Okay.
So what do? We something about news? Something
yeah,
about...
we bring weird news articles to the table and we share them.
Oh, sort of like we provide for a family with news articles. We bring them to the table and everyone sits around and dines upon them.
We cut them up into smaller, more edible chunks.
The family or the news?
Oh, well. Well, I guess it all depends.
On what?
My mood.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of dark.
Yeah, that is. That's real dark.
So we're going to do that. And that is we find the weirdest news each week and we give it to you.
And sometimes we share anecdotes.
A little bow on top, and we hand it to you, and then you re-gift it next year.
Because you don't want it. You never wanted it to begin with.
Honestly, you thought that your friends knew you better, and that, you know, you didn't really want gross news articles this year.
But you don't know what to do.
And plus, we're not your friends. So, let's get swiftly into the news. But before we do, let me tell you what today's national day is.
Oh, please do.
Would you like to know, Dan? I bet you are
on the edge of my teats.
On the on the edge of your teats?
I'm
well, Daniel,
holding them. Yep.
I can't tell you what they are.
Why not?
Mostly because I don't like you.
Oh.
But the actual answer is it's National Fruitcake Toss Day.
Fruitcake Toss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're acting like you don't know what this day is.
I know, but... for those of us that don't, I mean, I think you should explain it.
I think you should, really. I think it'd be better if you explain it.
Right. Well, it's when you toss fruitcake.
Yeah.
Period.
That's correct. Wow, you nailed it. So today is a day to celebrate throwing fruitcake, because sometimes you get fruitcake and you don't like it, and what else are you going to do with it? That's right. Throw it. You could celebrate today's national holiday by competing with friends to see who can toss a fruitcake the farthest.
So it's just like a personal competition with your friends.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. See who can toss the fruitcake the furthest. That's not a euphemism, okay? Please.
Can it be?
No.
You know, it's wasteful to throw food in America when there are kids in... other places that don't have fruitcake.
That's right. What we should do is we should throw it at them.
And if they don't catch it in their mouth, they lose the fruitcake game.
The other way that you could celebrate this holiday is to use hashtag fruitcake toss day
Of course.
On your social medias.
And then all of your friends are going, what the hell are you talking about? You
They're
lunatic.
They're going to say, oh my God, I can't believe it's already that time. I had forgotten to mark my calendar.
Better get out we better get the ref for the competitions.
Everyone gather around the fruitcake toss day table so that we can dine on a delicious fruitcake and then toss it. And we'll all sing our national fruitcake toss day songs. And
what's the most famous one?
Come on.
Do you know?
Yeah, you know.
Because I know you're familiar. This is a well...
Yeah.
Well-worn holiday for you.
Yeah, I like to get the family together and celebrate it. Yeah, it's a big deal for us.
And you sing the fruitcake toss song anthem.
Yeah, actually. I do. Mm-hmm.
Big fan. How's it go? Just start. Just the first couple.
Honestly,
verses.
It's kind of embarrassing because I think everyone already knows it. So, you know, it's just
you know, there's got to be people out there that don't know.
You know it too, right?
I know it, but you know, when you sing it, it's just so much better. How's it go?
Yep. All right. Let's move on. Dan, you have prepared a fine selection of articles for us, and I presume that you'd like to read them or discuss them.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something that I could do. I wouldn't go so far as to say I want to.
You don't have to.
I will. Mm-hmm. But begrudgingly, like, I don't really see the point.
Okay, well, do it anyway.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So this story is a cautionary tale to all parents out there. Those of you who have chitlins.
Who?
You know, we people who haven't quite grown into their bodies.
No, Dan, they don't grow anymore.
Oh, what? Is that what happens with children?
Oh, children.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. We were talking about little people.
Oh, yeah. No, they do grow to an extent also, but yeah, I was talking about children.
Oh, okay. Those are different things, Dan. Honestly, you should know better, and I'm kind of disappointed in you.
Well, you should have been able to know when I was talking about children.
Yeah, I don't think you were. I don't think you knew the difference.
Either way, be aware, parents, that thieves can exist within the very walls of your home. As Mother Bethany Howell napped on the couch during this past Christmas season, her daughter was scheming.
The entire season?
This whole season, she napped the whole time.
I think Mother's she was been dead. Asleep for 17 days.
I think Mommy's in a coma. The 6-year-old took her unconscious mother's thumb and used it to unlock her phone.
Used it to unlock her bum.
Which is, yeah, that's how it's done.
Got him.
After getting into her mom's smartphone, she then proceeded to make some purchases on Amazon. When the mother awoke, she found that her daughter made 13 orders for Pokemon toys, totaling $250.
Wow, that's pretty... Hey, 13 items for $250. I mean, that's pretty frugal, honestly. That's a lot of items to dollar quotient. I feel like if I were a kid, I could go crazy.
Yeah.
Buy the biggest of everything.
All the stuff that your parents wouldn't buy you.
Mm. $250, honestly, is just kind of like, yeah, okay, sure.
Well, the parents originally thought that they had been hacked. That their Amazon account had been... taken advantage of and...
by an elusive pokey thief.
Somebody, this hacker seems to really enjoy Pokemans. Their daughter, though, had unabashedly told them of her deeds. Ashlyn, the mother, says her daughter was, quote, really proud of herself.
I bet.
She was just like, yeah, I did it.
You think she's going to try it again?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, they're going to have to do some new... method.
I think it's when mom does her summer solstice coma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when she's out for another.
When she's had a few wines.
A few wines, kegs.
Does wine come in kegs? Can it?
One can dream.
Can they?
Yeah. I mean, you can at the very least. I mean, they're not mutually exclusive. You can dream and also you can possibly drink.
Scream.
You can scream mm-hmm. a creamy dream. mm-hmm. That's delicious. All right, what do you got?
I got whatever you want. What do you need?
I need you to give me a segue.
Topic. Tell me, give me any topic you can think of, and I will give you an article based on that.
Chewing gum.
Okay, I got one for you.
Okay.
I got one. Ready? Actually, conveniently, it lined up here. A shopping mall in China is drawing attention for its unusual mascot. a giant rooster statue bearing an intentional resemblance to U.S. President-elect Donald Trump.
And there's chewing gum on him? On the statue?
I didn't say that.
Well, you said there was...
Don't put words in my mouth.
Like chewing gum words? In your mouth?
Nope.
I thought you said there was going to be a segue here, and...
The segue's in your heart.
All right, you failed me again.
The rooster statue, which celebrates the Year of the Rooster outside the N1 Art Walk Mall in Taiwan, Shanxi Province.
Of course.
By the way, I want to let you know, I'll know, this is going to be rough for all of us, but we will all get through this, okay?
Accurately pronounced places.
The statue was designed with Trump's signature hairstyle and hand gestures in mind. It's a giant chicken that looks like... It's a rooster, but it looks like Donald Trump.
Is its beak, like, pursed, like, in a closed mouth?
Like, he both smelled and tastes something lower class?
Something just truly stinky?
What
are the hand gestures?
He's got his hands sort of like you know, ah, what's the matter you kind of thing. He doesn't really do what's the matter you, but you know what I mean? He's got him like, some peasant touched me.
No, oh, okay.
That kind of thing.
Some peasant chicken.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Cao Minglang nailed it.
Did it.
Deputy director of the... See, I you couldn't failed say the English word directly after it. Deputy director of the planning department for the mall said the shopping center's owner commissioned the statue, which will serve as its mascot. This is now its mascot.
Of the mall?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the mall's mascot. So it will serve as its mascot. Some stores have started selling replicas of the rooster already, very quickly, which range in price from $57 all the way up to $1,739 for a 32-foot-tall statue.
32-foot-tall?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Do you need a 32-foot-tall Donald Trump rooster statue? Lawn ornament?
I didn't think I did until I heard about this, and now I'm pretty sure I do.
It's only $1,700.
Yeah, I mean, I've got that lying around.
Who doesn't?
I think if Donald Trump was a good sport, he would buy one and put it at the top, like put it at the top of Trump Tower.
Put it at the top? You mean the White House? Put it at the top of the White House.
Put it at the top of the White House. Yep.
The new Trump Tower,
and then like lawn ornaments, you know, like put them up in the lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quote, I think the rooster is very cute and funny. Thanks for that insight. And the hairstyle and the eyebrows look very much like Donald Trump. I'm sure it will attract a lot of customers. Wei Qing, whose Shengjie Young Tai business is selling replicas of the Trump rooster, said.
Yay.
Uh-huh.
He did it.
So, I guess I can't tell if it's meant to be like a jab or a joke or if they're enamored with him.
I think it's just the fascination.
I guess yeah.
I've heard about a lot of other cultures making fun of Trump, like
I know Germany's a big fan.
Of making fun of him.
Yep.
Or like people like doing sketches or something with caricatures of Donald Trump. So yeah, I mean,
but if I'm not mistaken, some of the Asian countries are not particularly anti-Trump.
Yeah
so it could go either way on this one.
It really could.
I'm not sure, but it is their symbol for the year of the rooster, so maybe it is something positive. I don't know. It's weird. And that's why it's on this show. It's weird. There's a gigantic Donald Trump rooster in front of a mall. It's weird enough.
That's weird.
Okay, Daniel.
In Pennsville, New Jersey, police are looking for a man who tried to rob a gas station and failed wonderfully. The poorly attempted robbery took place Tuesday night at the Coastal Gas Station in Pennsville Township. The man allegedly was carrying a gas can when he approached the attendant. He then pulled out a knife and demanded $2 in gasoline.
Big spender.
Yeah.
Huh?
I mean...
$2?
$2 in gas.
Why?
I don't know. Didn't specify, but the attendant declined to help him. And with literally nothing else to do, he just ran off.
Yeah.
So,
That's really weird.
Mm-hmm. We've had a handful of these types of robberies that just have just blown up in the...
They've either failed miserably. It's kind of a half and half. They've either failed miserably or they've been goofy, like, robberies of dumb, small things sometimes. It's like it's a little best of both worlds.
Yeah.
He failed a bad robbery.
You remember when we did the...
No.
Oh, yeah. I know you do. When we did the article about the poop being stolen...
Oh, yes, and they valued it at, like, $1 or something, or $2 or something, yes.
Yeah.
I remember I was almost in tears reading that. That was probably the hardest I've ever laughed on this show, was the valuing of the turd. Thinking about it now, it's still funny.
It's still very funny. Oh, my God.
That was a good theft.
That was a good theft. This is not so good. Mostly because he didn't get anything.
No, he failed. He failed a robbery of $2 worth of gas.
How bad of a criminal do you have to be to, like... This is, like, charity. You're basically, like...
Yeah.
You're not physically, like... scary enough to get $2 in gas out of somebody.
Yeah, that also
with a knife.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then also the fact that it's such a low amount that anybody, like, you could get that.
It seems weird.
Panhandling.
And also good on the owner or whoever's working the gas station. Yeah, the attendant.
Just be like, no.
No, I know you got a knife, but I'm not giving you $2 worth of gas.
Because
joker.
It's the principle of the thing. At the very least, police have still been unable to find this person, which is good for him because...
Nor do they care.
Yeah. They're kind of like, well, I mean, he didn't really get anywhere.
The embarrassment was punishment enough.
That's what I was thinking. Like, at the very least, because he didn't get caught, he doesn't have to face public embarrassment.
Yeah.
You know, like, this. Look at this dumbass. So,
That's pretty embarrassing.
That's awful, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to commit a crime, be prepared
to do the time and rhyme
the warp again.
Rhyme warp again.
Let's do the rhyme warp again.
I love that classic song from the
Rocky Horman's Pictures Schlam.
Schlam? Yeah, sure. Okay, so as we all know, Tupac is still alive.
Oh, of course. Tupac Shaker.
Tupac Shaker. And he is alive in all our hearts, as well as in some church congregations.
Wait, what?
In his lyrics. There was mass confusion at a Christmas service in Sri Lanka when the program featured the words to Tupac Shakur's 1997 Hail Mary instead of the traditional Catholic prayer.
Oh, God.
The service took place on December 11th in Colombo, but pictures of the program went viral during the Christmas holiday. As The Guardian notes, both the Hail Mary prayer and Tupac Shakur's rap song ask Mother Mary to intercede on behalf of sinners, but they greatly differ on the specifics. Andrew Choksi attended the service and recognized the Shakur song immediately. A lot of people were in shock as whether it was a joke or someone would actually rap the song, he said. Organizers discovered the mistake before the service began and asked for the books back, according to Father De Silva of the Archdiocese. Oh, my Jesus. I saw an I at the beginning. It threw off the whole pronunciation. Yes, Archdiocese. Good Lord.
Mulligan.
I quit. You know, honestly, I quit.
Hey, but you did those, like... Vietnamese town yeah. names.
Anyway, yeah, so De Silva of the Archdiocese of Colombo, which put on the event. Quote, the page was in the middle of the book, De Silva told local news. When people looked at this page, they saw it before the start of the show. Two people saw it and alerted us to it. De Silva said the printer was a young boy who downloaded the wrong version.
What?
I feel Come like on. If you had read one or two words into it, you would know. I feel like, are we allowed? Well, I feel like once you start talking about people's genitals, it's probably not a classic Catholic song anymore.
What do you, is that actually lyrics?
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah. I've seen the lyrics to the song. Are you going
to
look it up?
Yeah, I'd
like
to.
This is live. All right. Look up some lyrics for it.
Well, we should do our little impromptu, you know, church choir singing of it, you know.
Oh, is that what you think we should do?
I think we should. No, we should. No. We're not going to do
but
that.
But you're looking at the lyrics now. You're seeing they're kind of raunchy. Give us a sampling, maybe with a bit of censorship, but if need be. Only if need be. Spoken word.
Please. Machiavelli in this Killuminati all through your body. The blow's like a 12-gauge shoddy. Feel me. And God said he should send his one begotten son to lead the wind into the ways of the man. Follow me, eat my flesh. Flesh in my flesh?
I guess so.
Come with me, Hail Mary. Run quick, see. What do we have here? Now do you want to ride or die?
Ah, yes. And yea, he said.
Come with me, Hail Mary. Run quick, see. What do we have here? Now do you want to ride or die?
Yeah, it gets a little raunchy at one point.
Yeah, the next couple verses I'm seeing is... Yeah. Let's get some... Mm-hmm. Adult language.
Yep. So
it's not God's way.
No. Or maybe it was. Maybe he took those lyrics from the original Hail Mary.
Everything happens for a reason. Jesus wanted it. He wanted it this way.
Mm-hmm.
This is his jam.
This is his jam. yeah. So that's an honest mistake, but a really dumb one. Dan, you've got a third and final article for your selection.
I do.
How is the best way to serve a bizarre news article?
A hot plate?
So it's a consumable. It's like an edible, not a drinkable. Would you say weird news is eaten or drinking? Drinking? That's not a word.
I would say it's like a pudding. You know, it's like a viscous fluid. It can be consumed in large...
Yeah.
Heaving gulps.
Is it? I feel like it might be. Yeah, actually, I like that. I think it is. Maybe it's a pudding with a little bit too much gelatin in it.
Yeah.
You add gelatin. And then it gets that almost mucusy texture.
Yeah. It's got like a skin.
Yeah.
Like when you make pudding on the pot.
Yep.
It's got like skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pick it up and you throw it at somebody's face.
Mm-hmm.
That's like it.
Yeah, it's just like that.
It's the equivalent of that feel.
I was just curious. I want to know what you'd say. I think I agree with that. That's good. All right.
Christmas morning was not so holly jolly for the citizens of Augsburg, Germany, where more than 54,000 people were forced to leave their homes Christmas morning as authorities defused a giant 1.8-ton aerial bomb left over from World War II.
What?
You know, that's...
I'm sorry, what?
Merry Christmas.
I'm sorry, what?
Apparently, it's not uncommon for bombs to be found in Germany. This one is a little larger than normal. There was an evacuation a few years back that caused 45,000 people to leave.
That is many people. Mm-hmm. This one's only
45. This is 54,000.
Oh, yeah. This is a little bigger.
Police had sealed off the area surrounding the medieval cathedral and city hall as they worked. They insisted everyone must be out of the area by 10 a.m. Schools nearby were open for people who weren't able to stay with friends or relatives, which is kind of sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's Christmas and your own town is kicking you out of your own home.
Honestly, the bomb is much harder, much less hard-hitting than that bombshell.
Ooh.
That you just dropped right there. People alone on Christmas.
Back to you, Jim.
Jim. Jim is actually just a joke.
Oh my God.
He's actually finally dead.
Oh.
For the final, he's actually died completely.
I'm so glad. Elephant in the room. Honestly, I knew it the whole time.
Honestly, he's been a joke, and he's been what has been known as a running gag. But he's finally died.
But not a gag as in, like, a funny ha-ha thing.
No.
Like a gag, like, as in you're, like, choking on something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, like that.
I'm sorry, like what?
Like, like that.
Sorry, one more time.
It's like,
okay.
So,
tell me about these bomb.
Public transportation.
These bomb.
Tell me about these bomb. All of these bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Public transportation was made free that morning for people to evacuate.
That's good. That would be unfortunate if you had to run away from a bomb and then still pay for the train fare.
But yes, wait for the bus.
Oh, I don't have $5 or whatever they, £5 are they euros? Or is Germany pounds or euros? I think they're euros.
Euros, yeah.
They're Deutschmarks. No, they're not Deutschmarks. That's a time long forgotten.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh no, I don't have 10 pounds or euros. What did we agree on? Euros?
It's euros.
Yeah. I don't have 10 euros. Well, looks like you're dying today then.
Oops. Large swaths of the city had been destroyed by Allied bombers in late February of 1944, as the city was under attack from hundreds of U.S. and British bombers. So, apparently, there's just bombs that haven't blown up, just kind of in scattered.
That's part around. Of the German spirit.
Just finding giant bombs.
Yeah, you know, living in constant fear of giant the end times. It builds a German resolve, I think. A hardier people. Well, last time we started going towards hardier people, things got a little out of hand.
I don't recall. Perhaps I've burned that memory away. I don't know.
Oh, I don't think you...
That wasn't a joke.
Okay.
That I made.
Now we're getting dark. All right, Dan, I don't think you're allowed to...
You made a connection that I didn't intend to put in there. Anyway, back to you.
I don't know how do we move past that? Can the show continue?
Yes, it can.
Are you sure?
Yeah, all you need to do is talk about your article.
Just
that's
move
really
on.
All that you have to do.
sorry. Okay, so keep in mind before I tell you this article that this is where you'll be going. Very shortly.
Oh.
Yeah, a Florida woman.
Mm.
Be on the lookout. Are you going to do some live reporting while you're down there?
I'm going to go find her.
No, just in general. You're going to do some live reporting from
sure.
Florida?
Sure, on the scene.
Yep, we'll have you live streamed.
Yeah, probably not.
No. No, you're going to have a good time, though. Have fun.
I'll have a great time.
Great. A Florida woman has been accused of taking methamphetamine and driving a motorized shopping cart through a Walmart while drinking wine and eating sushi and cinnamon rolls. She's living the American dream.
What a bizarre combination of foods.
Yeah. And taking meth, which is...
well, I mean, that's normal.
It's a food.
It's a food. It's one of the food groups.
At least in Florida, it is. according to a Citrus County Sheriff's Office arrest report, security officer Robert Gross observed Jocelyn E. Lopez, 25, consume $32.36 worth of food and wine inside the Lecanto store. I like to think that people were on the scene or they're like, they were tallying it up. Like, oh,
she's already up to 30.
That's another $2.74. Whoa, $32.36. Ma'am, you are a big eater today.
You need to put those cinnamon rolls back.
Yeah. Why to the penny? Did they calculate the amount of food, especially when such a low number? 32.36. It's not like she consumed $100 and something worth of food.
Where were you getting sushi at a Walmart?
Where
Walmart makes sushi?
Get it.
I've never seen one in a like. Themselves.
I bet it's loosely called sushi at best.
Yeah,
it's gonna be yucky.
It's
you
like
know,
canned sushi.
Oh God. That sounds disgusting.
I hope that's not a thing.
Like in brine.
Oh, yuck.
Gross.
I mean, the meth makes everything taste better, though, probably.
Yep.
When you don't have teeth.
I wouldn't know, but maybe. Gross says he watched Lopez open some sushi, eat a piece, and then put it back on the shelf.
Oh, come on. That's just an asshole
wasteful.
Move. That's not cool.
He said Lopez did the same thing with a package of mini muffins and cinnamon rolls.
Whoa, you're talking mini... you didn't say mini muffins
I didn't.
Before.
They didn't tell me there were mini muffins involved here.
Wow.
I had to get to the end to find out for myself. No, I already knew. I knew. It was a little, nugget of surprise here for you.
I don't like it.
Wait, you don't like mini muffins?
I mean, I don't like the fact that this woman is so callous.
Oh,
with
mini muffins?
With mini muffins.
And cinnamon rolls?
Cinnamon rolls and sushi I could forgive, but mini muffins, have you no heart?
Where's your Christmas spirit? He said Lopez also ate most... yeah, I forgot about this. Ate most of a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, God. What is wrong with this person?
what is most? I want to know how much. How much is it, like, just barely over half, so it's technically most? Or is it, like, really everything but, like, a leg or something? Like, she put down almost an entire rotisserie chicken.
I feel like a good visual aid would be, like, if you let a dog at a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, it's just ripped it apart to shreds.
And so, like, most of it's gone. I think the dog probably gets tired after a while.
Yeah.
He's still kind of guarding it.
Post-chicken coitus nap.
Yeah, coitus. Well, I don't know what the dog does with that.
Lopez told authorities she was homeless and hungry and had just injected herself with methamphetamine. Hi, officers. It's fine. It's okay. I've eaten $32.36 worth of food, exactly to the penny. Mm-hmm. Here's my write-up. I've calculated it for you. I was very hungry and homeless, and I did just do a bunch of meth. So
it makes
honestly,
me hungry.
It's fine. Just let me. I girls will be girls.
Yep. What?
Meth heads will be meth heads.
I mean, I know when you drink beer or when you smoke marijuana.
Dan, people we don't discuss the devil's lettuce on this podcast.
People are wont to consume food. It is a reaction. They are wont to do it. I'm not sure about the details of meth. If you have some sort of insatiable hunger,
based on my extensive
your body
knowledge,
is a black hole.
Based on my extensive knowledge of methamphetamine, you eat most of a rotisserie chicken, some mini muffins, cinnamon rolls, one piece of sushi, and you drink some wine.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
So like, is like a checklist for the meth heads.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you have a little pamphlet, and it's like, so you've just done meth, and it's a little checklist of how much, and it says most of a rotisserie chicken.
This is so if you consume those items, mm-hmm. it helps with the crash.
Yeah. And it has to be mini muffins.
You out. It has to be the mini muffins.
If it's full size muffins, you are going to go into a spiral of addiction, honestly. You're trying to fight it here, all right? You want the positives without any of the negatives. You got to go mini muffins or bust, okay?
And most of a rotisserie chicken.
Most. Not all. Not less than half, but most, okay? And only one piece of Walmart grade sushi. Woo! Yum. She was arrested on charges of retail petty theft, or petite theft, actually.
Petite theft?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either. You learn something new every day.
Tiny theft.
Retail petite theft. I think it's petty, though.
Yeah.
I think it should be petty theft.
It probably should be petty.
And possession of drug paraphernalia.
What?
She did the drugs, and she ate the chickens.
And everybody knows, you do the drugs,
you eat the chicken.
You do the krugs.
That's what Mom always taught me.
Say, boy, you in there doing the drugs? You gonna be doing the krugs in a minute.
That's good. That's good. That's a good bit. I like that. Good joke. Okay, so on that flawless imitation of my mother, I guess.
Of your, yeah, that was your mom.
We're gonna be ending the show this week. I do regret to inform you there will not be another episode next week, so you can look forward to that. I'm sure you will be thrilled to find out there is no obligation next week. something you may not be aware of if you only listen to this show and don't keep up on our Facebook page is the episode 5 of Vic Valentine is available on the interwebs. That's on iTunes, true. Podcatchers, on our website. All that kind of jazz. If you want to listen to that, it's a doozy. It's a little goofy romp.
It is.
So enjoy that. There. I have been told there's an Adjacent Hex episode coming soon if board games are your shtick. So that's going to be coming soon.
They are.
And episode 6 of Vic Valentine is in the prep stage now.
In the wakes.
Oh,
it's
my
the
goodness.
Finale.
That's right. So look forward to that as well. But not another episode of Banner Bucks next week, because that's not going to happen.
No.
Honestly, and you can go heck right off if you think it will. Wow.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to drop such big words there. Big man. I'm seconds away from doing the krugs over here. Okay. Let me give you the spiel, and then you can go away for 2 weeks.
Thanks.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're ready.
Yeah.
You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banner Box Radio tab.
Okay.
You can also find the show on iTunes and all of the places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website or by sending us an email at bbr@ghostshipradio.com. And
That's all for this week.
And remember, black-eyed peas, ham, and cabbage are considered good luck if you eat them on New Year's Eve or day, because it is believed they will bring you money.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, yeah!
Checking the mic is a very important thing to do, wouldn't you say?
If... Yep, I would.
Thanks.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.